John King, Mental Health Ambassador of Cedar Avenue FC. Welcome along to Drive here on Phoenix FM, John.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's great stuff. We was having a bit of a laugh in between as well, weren't we? Yeah, yeah. You've also got a song coming up for you as well that you thought of. It's always the hardest question that's coming up.
You caught me off guard, I must admit.
It always comes up, that does, yeah. Now listen, John, you're a mental health ambassador. Mm-hmm. And so how did you come up with kind of Cedar Avenue FC? And is that part of you being the ambassador for mental health?
The name's a bit of a cheat. it's the street on which I live.
Oh,
so,
nice one.
Yeah, that was nice and easy. But the idea come about actually where, you know, I'm quite lucky. Our friend group's very open.
Yeah.
If someone's struggling, we will get everyone together and we'll say, look, let's get out for a bit. Let's take everyone's mind off of things. And on this occasion, we went to play football, which was always nice.
Yeah.
And it kind of just stemmed from there. We was like, why are we only doing this, you know, when we feel like we need to? Let's get everyone together weekly. Yeah. Just have a kick about, just
smart,
relax. Yeah, just have a laugh, you know. Yeah. Take away from the stress of the work week and everything. And then it kind of stemmed into the idea of, okay, we're enjoying this. Let's raise some money for people. Like, what more could we do? And luckily, we got in touch with a good team, which are a trans rights team. Mm. They work all around the UK. And they was very generous to donate us some kit. So our first game, which is on the 5th of November, we're going to be raising for their cause, which is Truck Listens. Yeah. They do a lot of work for trans people all across the UK. And, you know, it's just our little way of saying thank you to them. And to really get our fundraising journey started.
Right, so basically, you were just a group of mates.
That's it.
Right, all got together. So where did the mental health part of that come? Was it?
So the one occasion we went was actually like one of the friends was feeling down. And that's why we got everyone out. But to me, it's something that the weekly sessions were something that I kind of wish I had when I was going through mental health stuff myself. Mm. You know, I was really lucky to have a really good support group. Mm. But it's like, what more could I give people? What more could I have done with? And we've all got that little mutual love of football, whether we're down the pub talking about it, watching our teams mostly lose. But yeah, it was just that little thing that brought us all together. And it kind of, it's just that escape from life, even if it's for a couple of hours a week.
Yeah.
It just comes in so handy.
Yeah, so your grassroots football, all mates get together. Who can join you, John?
Everyone and anyone. We're honestly
open. Any gender as well.
Any gender, any age, any ability. Half of us can't even kick a ball straight. But
happy days.
But yeah, it's not important to us. It's about helping as many people as we can.
Yeah.
You know, we're all humans at the end of the day. Why should we put a gender on anything?
That's right.
To us, it's about playing football.
It's about inclusivity. Right?
That's the point, yeah.
That's the key, isn't it, really? It's just about football and
fun. You know, everyone suffers. Yeah. So why should we say, oh, well, our group's for men only or our group's for a certain age?
Yeah.
Everyone struggles, so let's help everybody.
That's really refreshing. Yeah. Are you in a league, John?
Thankfully not, because that would be bad for the mental health.
Yeah. It's a lot of stress, isn't it, once you're in the league?
Yeah, a lot of stress. We're lucky, you know, we do it as we want to. We can play once a month. We play over at Basildon at the moment, but we're looking at just pitches everywhere, which is brilliant. It's really refreshing that people have welcomed us with open arms. But yeah, for us, it's not about the leagues. It's about raising the money for people and just getting everyone together on a Sunday, playing a game of football and just knowing that we've done something good at the end of it.
Oh, it's brilliant stuff. So like you say, you've got any ages and any genders joining you. So you've got like a WhatsApp chat thing going on as well. So it's like the support after the matches as well.
Yeah,
John,
so you know, the WhatsApp groups, sometimes it's a hindrance when I'm trying to sleep because
all work, right?
Honestly, I feel like they only try and message when I'm at work. As soon as I finish, it's all quiet. It's like brilliant.
Always the way.
But you know, we're always in the WhatsApp group. I'm lucky that I've got a close connection with a lot of these people anyway. Mm. So they will message me outside of it if they need anything. But yeah, we're always in the WhatsApp chat. We're always talking. It's just really refreshing.
So the message is really just like, if you're just feeling a bit down even, right, or something's not quite right, come along to your group, come and play the game of football as well, and then you can all just talk about stuff as
that's
well.
That's it. Right? Yeah, so, you know, we're lucky where we play, there's a clubhouse that's open till like 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So even if we do want to stay afterwards, we've got that option to go and have a drink and, you know, talk about more serious things if we need to.
Yeah.
But even then it just, We've had a kickabout. We can go and have a drink afterwards, keep everyone together. It's just brilliant. I'm really happy with the group of people we've got involved so far. But yeah, for us, it's about just growing it and helping as many people as we can.
Do you know what I love the fact of? Because I know so many, I won't name them, but there's a lot of grassroots football players as well that do struggle a
lot,
that's it. And it is hard work keeping up. So doing something where you're enjoying yourself is good for your mental health as well as your physical health. And you're giving something back to not just your communities, but other communities as well. That's really refreshing because, you know, a lot of people I talk to, they're all trying to do the best they can in their leagues that they're playing in. But with you, it's just like, no, we're just here to raise money and raise awareness, really.
Yeah, I mean, we've all played football in leagues and we're not as young as we used to be, so we've not got the time.
I feel ancient now. On the socials, you'll see a picture of John a little bit later, so yeah, you'll be fine. What's he going on about? Go on, John.
But yeah, we've all played in leagues, you know, we've had that stress, but now for us is to, it sounds bad, but to enjoy the football, you know, enjoy what we're doing together and just to really have fun with it.
Yeah, I think that's key. Do you know what? Let's play a song. I did ask you what
you did.
Song. It's the hardest question I think you've ever been asked, isn't it?
It probably is, yeah.
What song would you like, John? Well, I know what it is. I've lined it up. Do you want to announce it?
So it's Oasis, Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
As John said a little bit earlier, he says, stop crying your eyes out. And do you know what? I thought it was that as well. Stop crying your heart out. I've been singing that probably since 1994. Yes.
Yeah, I feel a bit stupid now, I must admit. Yes. That whole time.
So if you've just tuned in, I thought, oh, there's a duo going on now. They've got a double act on the drive. No, I'm here with John King, mental health ambassador at Cedar Avenue. Now, I called you mental health ambassador, John, so... Obviously, then, I guess you have had... Well, you've struggled in the past, have you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had my struggles with my mental health. I'm in a much better place, and I'm comfortable, you know, to kind of address... Not address the past as such, but address, like, the past struggles that I went through.
Sure.
But, yeah, you know, it's that thing, you know, mental health will affect everybody. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. Mm. When I was younger, I always thought that... It was a myth. I'll be honest, I always thought it was a myth until you go through it yourself and you don't realise just how hard it can really hit you and how quiet that people will suffer with it. People will just suffer in silence. And to me, that's scary because you really have no idea what people are going through.
Mm.
So this was just, yeah, one of the millions of reasons why we wanted to really do football around mental health and not just play football for the sake of it.
And it affects so many different people in different ways, and it kind of sneaks up on you as well.
You're that's it.
Not even there. And you think once you've addressed it, then just let's say that that's it, but not, as I say, you're always kind of scared that it's something's gonna happen again. Right,
it's one of those things you just truly never know. One day you're perfectly fine and the next you're just, you feel like you've hit rock bottom. And it's one of those things I truly wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
No. And that's why, I guess, then you started doing like the football things without getting into a league.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we've all been there. We've played football in leagues and the losses at the end of a weekend can really bother you for the rest of the week. And to me, that's the complete opposite of what we're trying to do. You know, we just want to play football. We're lucky we can play on a weekday, we can play on a Wednesday and just literally go for a kickabout, just split the group in two. And then once a month on a Sunday when we're raising money, the result, we don't even record the result. It just doesn't matter to us. It's the funds that we raise at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. Now, you mentioned earlier as well, Truck, T-R-U-K. So how did you kind of get involved with them for them to give you 15 shirts? Not just a few, like a whole 15 shirts.
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I can't thank them all enough. They was brilliant. And that all come about through social media, really. Yeah. They put a little post that they was getting new kits and they asked if anyone needs anything. So I thought, oh, you know, you don't get unless you ask. So I snuck them a little message and I was like, I don't suppose we could spare some new kits. You know, we're just starting up. And I just thought, oh, if they say no, that's the worst they can say. And they was like, yeah, we've got some spare, like, let us know what you need. And I said, oh, you know, I don't want to be cheeky. Five or six would be perfect. And then I get two big bags turn up at my door, opened them, and it was, all the stuff from Truck United. And I honestly, it put the biggest smile on my face because that was for, they didn't charge me anything. not asked for a penny. And yeah, it was just, it really put some faith back into humanity for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such a nice thing to do.
It's just sometimes, you know, you reach out, there are people there that are willing to help you out. Yeah, you know, and it's like all standing out to lift each other up, you know. I know it sounds corny, but I am a firm believer in that. So,
100%.
And it does work, you know. Yeah. So, you know, so listen, when is your next match again? So then we can come and support you.
Our next match is on the 5th of November.
Yeah.
We're playing at Basildon Sports and Leisure Club. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff. So, we don't have to set any early alarms, which is nice.
Nice one.
Yeah, free of charge to come and watch. Oh. And there's a clubhouse on site as well.
Yeah. So how do you raise the funds? Oh, sorry, John.
No, you're
right. I'm cutting. So how do you raise the funds then exactly, Finn?
So what we do in the build up to the game, we'll be posting the links on social media, just where people can donate. Obviously, that will go directly to Truck Listens. Yeah. And then we charge the players £5 a game, just to cover the small pitch fee that we have to pay.
Sure.
And then everything else will go into our donation as well to Truck. And yeah, hopefully we can get a nice sum of money for our game.
Great stuff. And you'll be doing another one a month or so later.
That's
like
it.
Someone
yeah.
different all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, we're looking at least once a month.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we want to do a different calls every month and just help as many people as we can.
Right. So if anyone wants to help you out or come and join the team, obviously, or think, oh, actually, we'd like to give you a game, how can they get hold of you, John?
So we are on both Twitter and Instagram. The social link is at Cedar Avenue FC. Exactly the same. Our inboxes are open. There's no private settings on our account. So yeah, come and get involved if you want to play, if you want to play us, you want to help us raise money, whatever it is, just yeah, come brilliant and get involved.
Stuff. Brilliant stuff. And listen, John, before you go as well, I always have to ask anybody that's to do with football what their team is. So what's your team?
I don't want to say it out loud.
Go on.
Actually, no,
me?
No, it shouldn't upset you. I'm a Southend fan.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we're having a bit better days at the minute. A
little bit better days. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we've got a lot of climbing to do.
Goodness
but, yeah,
me. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks have been fantastic.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Couldn't
ask
for anything
better. There's always hope, right?
That's it. Yeah, we've been struggling since just before lockdown.
Sure.
Obviously, lockdown hit us. We just went down and down again.
Yeah.
And yeah, thankfully the news broke just last week that we're having a takeover. Yeah. So yeah, fantastic news.
It shows you as well, it's like helping to spread the word, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
really.
That's it. You know, everyone rallied behind.
Yeah.
It's never a nice thing. I wouldn't wish it on any club as well.
Nah, of course not.
But yeah, the light was certainly at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've come to better days.
Brilliant stuff. John, listen, you'll have to come back in again.
100%.
I will definitely come see you on the matches.
Perfect. Right. Now it's been an honour. Thank you so much.
Cheers again, John.
Thank you.
We're going to play the adverts and then we're going to have Praising You with Rita Ora and Fat Boy Slim. John, thank you again.
Thank you so much.